Correct.
Now, we're denying both parcels, or we're gonna take up this other one?
We're not even gonna talk about it, I'll bring it at the end of the...
And that's the one with the barn?
It's got the barn on it.
298 acres.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the confusion, apologize.
Okay, the next one's a teleconference. Owner says it's overvalued. The purchase of the land was $2,000. Back in 1993, the mobile home was purchased back in 1994 for $28,000. And they have provided us with pictures, which I'm sure you're going to enjoy.
I forget.
Because we almost barked on them.
Oh.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Didn't Claudia pass away?
I think Bobby Combs is who you're talking about, that might be in a nursing home, and LMA is in charge of it. She's saying that, I believe, that air conditioner was a window air conditioner, something else.
Picked herself.
I know what I'm trying to say is, is this parcel not, is it?
Probably cost more to...
It shouldn't be in that name.
Nicer than the...
She, I believe she passed away with cancer several years ago.
Yeah, that's just dirt.
I believe that Bobby is the...
That's nicer than the mobile home sitting next to us.
He's still living, Claudia has passed away, I believe.
And he's in a nursing home?
Yeah, I got some clients that are gonna rent it.
LMA is the...
Do you?
LMA, I believe, is a...
They're gonna rent that.
Yeah, I mean, you ought to see their cars.
It's not even set up on the...
They need a place, to put all their stuff.
Okay.
And, so they had like 5 cars.
Yeah, LMA.
They're gonna put it right there too.
So they want to do what with this, because you can tell it's, she's in terrible shape, so...
When I talked to her, she wanted to make it clean off.
Well, what about the property, they own it too, or just the...
I was gonna put another quality project by...
Feel like the property owns it, only buy it there.
Nobody lives there, naturally, it doesn't look like...
They just have some houses over there.
So...
Oh, good house.
I'm willing to do that myself, is take it completely.
He built me one on Holyoke.
The structure itself, does it have, the utilities, is it a well, or is it a...
I would never let him build me.
Probably on county water there, I'd say.
It's on Norman Road, it's down there where you...
Right behind my old place. Wes, if you give us the picture, there's actually three parcels that come off of that, or three structures that come on there. No, the beacon picture.
Just seen what he's putting next to my house.
The GIS?
GIS, yeah.
Well...
There's three, actually three properties that come off of that one driveway. There's his, is that middle parcel there. It's a single wide.
Do you want to, no, they don't own all three parcels, they just own that one parcel, right?
And what's the value that they're recommending, they're wanting?
She requested to me that we take the mobile home off, because it was such bad condition.
It'd probably cost more to take it out than the value that's there.
Well, here's what I'm wondering, if we had an Ardugo, if it has utilities and everything on it, is we value the land, but we do the structure as the minimum, which is $5 or something, or the tax, as long as it's sitting there. Isn't it a minimum?
The way I feel about it, if you want to, you can take the structure clear off, because there's no value to it, and then leave your land value.
Okay. That's fine with me.
What do you want the land value to be? Leave it at that 2,000 or five? Is it 5,000?
5,000.
So that's what you want to do, Danny?
I don't know that it should be that. If it's where I think it is, back in there, it's not even road frontage, is it? It's back in...
Well, it's an acre with...
It's an acre with utilities.
With utilities.
It's probably worth $5,500, I'd say.
We'll see. Theirs is valued at $5,010.
What is?
This one here is $5,510, and it's 3 acres.
back acres are, I don't know.
The one that's in for the back
side. I think it's worth five.
I think it's worth five.
That's fine with me. I just
no restrictions. Hey, maybe my friends can rent over there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So you're going to make a motion to remove the structure and then to place the land value at 5,000. Is that what I'm hearing from that end of the
sounds good to me. Did you board? Just make that motion?
I'm going to make that into a motion.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
$5,000 on the property. The structure be removed to nothing.
I'm sorry,
I
missed my
second.
I
say. Now, do you have to teleconference this Ellie Mae or whatever her name is?
It's supposed to have hearing.
I expect she's probably looking for you.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that, and so we can put that one out of the way. And
who am I calling here? Bobby Combs or Clark?
It's down in the middle of 620-223.
Got it.
Damn, I'm sleepy.
Last night. I thought he said slightly used. I didn't know.
No, that would have been a lictum.
Donna, don't I have to dial 9 first?
Dial 9 and then 1.
I've tried several times. I can't get it to.
They don't have any filling in it because he licked the filling.
Yeah. I stuck a straw in there. Stuck it all out. You know, try to be nice. Bring some donuts to you guys.
This number's not going through.
620-223-3322.
I've dialed it.
Number we've got.
It won't go through.
And you're dialing 9 and then 9
and then
1.
6.
Two.
Oh, I didn't dial 1.
Never here, wrong. I'm calling it right here. I already got it, Mike.
All right. Hello, is this Ellie Mae Combs?
Yes, it is.
Hello, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm with the Board of Equalization. And we're looking at your property here on 410 Norman Road.
Well, it's actually my brother-in-law's. He's in a nursing home.
Okay. Okay.
Did you get
the picture
that I sent?
Yes, and we looked at everything, and we're not going to value the trailer, and we've valued your property at $5,000.
At $5,000.
Yes.
Down in there.
Can't answer that. Yeah, we're not going to speculate.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I have no idea, and I couldn't answer that.
Okay. Well, we'd probably have to have it appraised, wouldn't we?
Whoever buys it will have it appraised.
Yeah. Whoever will buy it will have it appraised.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So what will that make the taxes then now?
Well, it's,
just a minute.
Okay.
He's got my calculator.
What school district is that? Kirbyville?
You explain that to her about us not, with all the taxing entities.
The levies haven't been set yet, so there's no way we could give you an accurate number on what the taxes are.
Did you hear that, Ellie?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Tell her, Mike.
I'm telling that the levies have not been set.
You're looking around $45, ma'am.
$45?
Roughly.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a good thing for us. So, and so you're going to take off the trailer out completely off of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Just charge us for the land?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds very fair. And I certainly want to thank you for your consideration on this, because I'm trying to take care of a lot of Bob's things, and it's, of course, he's on assistance now, and we knew the home, the trailer lessons. I don't suppose you could even salvage it out and make anything out of it,
Okay.
We sure appreciate your help on that.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I wish I knew where he was at. I'd go see him. Bobby was a...
He's in Fort Scott.
I ain't going to go see him at Fort Scott.
It's downhill.
He's here now, and he's got an opinion of market value at $38,000 and a purchase price at $38,000, and that was on March 2nd, 2016. And Wesley's got some pictures for you on our prediction of...
Good afternoon. What this is we, my wife and I bought this property. It was a bank repo. The sale price was $38,000. We get full price for it. It's the house and 5 acres. The bank had gutted the house, and to my knowledge, I think they hauled off 5 rollback trailer loads of stuff out of this property. It was in pretty bad shape. We had bought this. We're fixing this up and going to make it our primary residence. We sold our farm in Bradleyville, moved inside the city limits. Didn't like the traffic and the noise, so we went back outside the city limits. And so we bought this, and we're just fixing up a little bit of time. But it was completely gutted.
So how many acres was it?
5. Do you know where Gary and Joan Channing used to live off Bobcat Court, off of Davis Road? Mm-hmm. It's down that road.
So current evaluation looks like at 81,802. Do we factor in foreclosure sale prices?
The way I'd look at it is, in the condition at the end, he's bought it at that value. I think he's bought it at that value. He's going to fix it up, and I don't know if it'll happen next year, but the year following, or the year following that, since it's a reassessment, it may be back up to what it is.
Yeah.
What are you asking for it to be? I didn't see it.
We give 38 for it. I'd like it to be 38.